tonight I want to look in 2 Kings. I want to read to you one verse, and I want to kind of, in some ways, piggyback off of the service this morning in our lives, in the troubles that come in our lives. And so I want to take you to an event of someone who was following the will of the Lord, someone who was doing the will of the Lord, someone who was just simply doing what he was told and what God had led him to do, and yet there was still turmoil that took place. The enemy was lurking, and so there was a concern, but yet God delivered them, and God helped them, and God opened their eyes. And so that's what our title is tonight: Lord, Open His Eyes. And so that's our thought tonight. And I want to read to you one verse, 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. And I'm going to read to you verse 17. Now, we'll be talking about what took place before this, but our focus tonight is on verse 17. The Bible says, "And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." And that was a great sight that this young man saw that helped him through what was going on in his life and what was happening in his life. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time today that we've been able to spend with you. We thank you for all that's here. We thank you for those that are watching. Lord, we're always encouraged by those that so faithfully watch from different places. And so we're so grateful for that. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us tonight. Help us to allow our eyes to be open to the things that you would have for us, the things you want us to see, the things you want us to understand. And Lord, we will certainly give you the praise because you are the one that opens our eyes. So Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our prayer tonight, or our desire tonight, is that the Lord would open our eyes, that we might see beyond our circumstances, see beyond the things that's taking place in our lives, the troubles, the concerns, and just see how great God is. Amen. To just see how great and how faithful God is. That's our desire, because a lot of times that we see problems come and we see things in our lives, and we call it just life. Life that is happening amongst us, and if we're not careful, we can become distracted and we lose sight of just how faithful God is. And we could probably all give testimony tonight if I was to go around to each one of you, and we could probably just say how great God is, how faithful God is, how dependable God is, and how wonderful God is, because truly He is those things. One person said this: faith serves the believer for eyes and makes him see what others cannot. I want to read that again. Faith serves the believer for eyes and makes him see what others cannot. You see, when our eyes are opened by faith, It helps us to stay calm in some of the most difficult moments in our lives. It helps us to stay calm. It helps us to not get over anxious. And it helps us to realize that God is in control. God is the only one that can truly open the eyes of a person. God is the only one that can truly open the eyes of a person. So what led up to Elisha praying this prayer for this young man, this young servant? Well, the king of Syria was warring against Israel. And he had told his servants to wait at this place, and then soon Israel would come by, and then they would try to defeat Israel. But God spoke to Elisha, and Elisha warned the king of Israel not only one time, but Elisha warned the king of Israel multiple times. And so this angered the king of Syria. This angered him to a point to where he thought that there was a traitor amongst him. He thought one of his own people was warning the king of Israel and warning Israel, almost like you're telling him our battle plans, almost like there was a spy in the camp. But in reality, it was none other than God directing Elisha and directing him to tell the king of Israel, and the king of Israel followed the direction. And therefore, the king of Syria did not win the battle that never happened. They didn't win because of this, because of God's leadership. And so the king of Syria was troubled. So he sent spies to go find Elisha. And when they found Elisha, then he sent his own men to kind of circle or encamp him. And that is found, verse 12 is when all this is happening. And it says, and one of the servants said none. This is when the king of Syria was questioning, thought he had a traitor amongst him. And he says, O king, but Elisha the prophet, that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the works that thou speakest in the bedchamber. In other words, in privacy, and that's just how God works. God was warning Elisha, and so then Elisha would warn the king. So then he goes on to verse 13, it says, and he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And he was told, saying, behold, he is in Dathan, and therefore he sent thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. So in other words, the king of Syria had sent out his troops, if you will, to circle around Elisha, and came about at night, and that's what they woke up to. They woke up to this group of people. And so there was a question that Elisha's servant was very alarmed. He was, from what I understand, he was a young man, and he was very alarmed. And the servant in verse 15 says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Elias, my master. In other words, he was going to Elisha saying, how shall we do, or what shall we do? So he was very alarmed at the things that he saw. He was very alarmed at what was happening. He was afraid. He was afraid over the situation, and he was afraid of the fact that that the enemy was approaching, and he was afraid as to what might happen. But verse 16 says, and he answered, and this is Elisha, and he answered and said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now, notice the response in that response that Elisha gave to his servant. Those that are with us are far greater than those that are with the enemy, than those troops that were surrounding that that host of individuals. In other words, he was simply saying, don't worry. Don't worry. How can we know this? If we was that young man, or we was that servant, and we saw this host of individuals that was campused about and you woke up and you saw this group of people and you, let's face it, sometimes we think the worst. We think the worst. And so how can we understand what Elisha was saying? How can we understand that the fact that what we have as believers is far greater than what the world has? What we have is far greater. How can we know this? How can we understand this? How can we truly believe this? Well, I've got one word, and that's faith. That's faith. That's how we can know. That's how we can believe. That's how we can understand, is simply by faith. Elisha didn't lecture him. Elisha could have sat him down and said, look, son, you need to do this, and 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 all these things. He didn't lecture him, but what he did was he prayed and just said, God, open his eyes. God, open his eyes. And sometimes that should be our prayer. God, just open my eyes that I may see. That I may see. So tonight, I want us to think about that. Think about that thought. Open his eyes. Open his eyes. I'll reiterate at our first point is this. Problems are going to come. Elisha was doing what God wanted him to do. And I don't know about you, but it seems like, and maybe you can give testimony to this in your minds, but it seems like the more you try to do for God, the more there is that seems to be against you. The more that you try to do, the more that you try to serve, the more that you try to do things that pleasing to the Lord, it just seems like the more obstacles and the more things that will take place around us. And it was no different from them. See, problems are going to come. Elisha was doing exactly what God wanted him to do. He was directing his people. He was a prophet and directing God's people. And so he was surrounded by the enemy, which we read to you in verse 14. So he was surrounded by the enemy, but he didn't lose heart. He didn't lose faith. Now, some could look at that situation and some could look at that circumstance and say, there's just no hope. And they already go ahead and surrender. They just simply raise up their hand and surrender and say, there's no hope. I'm gonna lose anyway. But it wasn't what they did. And so times like these could be a turning point in a person's life. And we all have to make a choice when we go through difficulties. We all have to make a choice. And our choice is we're going to depend on God and we're going to follow God and we're going to have faith in God, or we're going to turn. Now, I don't know about you, but I can tell you about situations, and I won't tell you tonight, but I can tell you about situations that people has had in their life, and they've gone through what seem to be extra pressures in their life, and they just give up, and they just turn totally on God. I will tell you about one situation. I will tell you about something that happened in a man's life, and he's not from around here, so and to my knowledge, I don't know how he would listen, but or watch our service. But I'm not going to mention names. But there was this man that I knew, and he and his wife were serving in a church, and they were both working in their church, and they were involved in the youth, and they had something going all the time, and they had a tremendous ministry. And I don't know what it was, but something happened. Something happened with his marriage, his wife, and she decided that she just didn't want to serve God anymore. He talked to me about it years ago, and he talked to me about it, and he said, I don't know what's happened. I just know that she don't want to serve God anymore. Well, later on, when she just totally turned, and then she separated from him. And then all of a sudden, then they ended up getting a divorce. And then he himself, all of a sudden, he quit church. And so then he started getting into things that he shouldn't get into. And then later, as years went on, and this is recently, he was fired from his job. And so, now he is, from what I understand, he is seeing someone totally, not where he needs to be as far as the will of the Lord. And all because of something that happened in his life. And so when something happens in our life, then it can be a vital point in our life that we can make a choice. It's a turning point. We can either turn to God or we can turn away from God. A turning point. And as when I was looking at this passage and studying this passage, I thought to myself, and I thank God Elisha was there. And Elisha was helping him. And Elisha was encouraging him. And Elisha prayed for him. That's what's so important, that we need to pray for each other. And I say that so often, that we need to pray for each other, because we never know what each other's going through. And we need to pray for each other. But if Elisha wouldn't have been there, what would have happened in the servant's life? Would he have give up? Would he have turned? Would he have just surrendered to the enemy? Because Elisha was there, and Elisha directed him, Elisha prayed for him, and Elisha encouraged him. And we need more of that today. We pray for each other, we encourage each other, and how important it is that we help each other in life's road. You never know what a prayer would do in a person's life. You never know how in a word of encouragement can help a person, saying, "Hey, I'm praying for you," and just lifting up someone to the Lord. How important that is. He very well could have given up and been swallowed up with the enemy that was surrounding. And so many times the problems in life and the fears in life can swallow us up if we allow them to. And with all these individuals that was surrounding this young man, surrounding this camp, surrounding Elisha. But I thank God they didn't give up. They didn't give up. But they kept treading on. And it was literally a turning point in this young man's life. And it wasn't just a turning point, but it was a turning point in a positive way. It was a turning point in a positive way. God opened their eyes. And so my next point is found in verse 16. He says the words, Elisha says the words, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." So he says, "Fear not." Fear was in his eyes. You can look at a person's eyes, and the person's eyes can tell a lot about a person. And I've said this before, but a parent knows a lot of times how a child feels by their eyes. They know you can tell when a person doesn't feel good by the eyes. You can tell a person when they're afraid by their eyes. And so you can tell. And so fear must have been in his eyes. And he says, "Fear not. Fear not." He didn't run, but he stayed put. Many times, it's far easier to run than it is to stay where you are. Staying where you are takes courage. Staying where you are takes patience. Staying where you are takes faith. And he could have run, and he could have went out there with some kind of a weapon trying to defeat, but you can rest assured you can never defeat the enemy on your own. As hard as you try, you can never defeat the enemy on your own. So we may as well not even try. He needed God's help. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You see, that's what God has given us. We must always remember God is in control. God is in control. God is stronger and mightier than anything that we will ever face. God is stronger and mightier than anything that we will ever face. He was truly in control. So Elisha said to this young servant, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And then he began to pray. He began to pray. His prayer, and I thought it was something worth noting, his prayer wasn't for the enemy to go away. It wasn't for the enemy to go away. He could have prayed that. He could have prayed, "God, deliver me from this, and God, make it go away, and God, make, look, God knows what we need." And he prayed that his eyes would be opened. His prayer was that the servant's eyes be opened. How important it is it for us that our eyes be opened to help us in the future? You see, everything that we face today is going to help us for the future. God uses things in our lives to help us know how to handle them. If they would have run this time, then how much easier would it have been for them to run the next time? And you know, and I know, problems can happen at a moment's notice. Difficulties can happen at a moment's notice. The enemy can attack at a moment's notice. So sometimes things, we want things to go away, but our faith must be in this. God is in control. God's presence was with them, and God has the final say. God has the final say. So his prayer was that his eyes were opened. His eyes were open. Verse 17 is what I read to you just a few moments ago, that Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And God answered that prayer. And God opened the eyes of this young man, and he saw just how powerful God was. He saw just how powerful God was. Let me tell you something. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing is beyond God's help. And there's a verse in Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22. The Bible says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." You see, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't go anywhere. They just stayed put. And God answered that prayer and opened this man's eyes. You see, Elisha and his servant didn't run. They didn't go anywhere. But they saw the mighty hand of God. You know, our desire should be to see the mighty hand of God in our lives. To see the mighty hand of God. And lastly tonight, and that is this, two words. Trust God. Trust God. When God opened up their eyes, they saw. And I thought it was notable, and we'll read verse 18. The Bible says, "And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed again. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness." With blindness. Smite this people with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Isn't it notable that Elisha asked God to open the servant's eyes, but now God closed the eyes of the enemy. Trust God. Trust God. The enemy is blinded to the things of God. You know, when you talk to an individual and you talk to them about, "Hey, I've got faith in God. God's going to help me through this. And if I have to go through this battle, then I know God's going to be with me." People will look at you almost like what they say, the deer in the headlights. They'll look at you like, "How can you know? How can you believe? How can you understand this? Because it's God. Because it's God. That's where our faith, the faith to open up our eyes, and the fact that the enemy and those that are looking on, many times their eyes are closed. They're closed to the things of God. And what a contrast. What a contrast it is that Elisha prayed that the servant's eyes would be open, but now he's praying that the enemy's eyes would be closed. And then comes defeat. So many times we want things to go away, as I mentioned before. And sometimes we want things to be different. But we must remember that God is in control. And if you go on to see in verse 19, it says, "And Elisha said to them, this is not the way, neither is the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom thou seek." So in other words, they were all blinded, and Elisha went to them and said, "Hey, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead you into where you want to go." Well, they were blind, so they couldn't do anything else but to follow. Verse 20 says, "And it came to pass when they were come to Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men and that they may see." So he prayed again. He prayed that their eyes would be open. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, there was in the midst of Samaria. In other words, and verse 21 says, "And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them?" The question's there. And he said, "Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite these whom thou hast taken captive with the sword and with the bow? Set bread, water before them, and they may eat and drink and go to their master." Only God. Only God can allow this to take place. Only God can open the eyes. Only God can close the eyes. And then the enemy, instead of smiting the enemy, they sit down and eat with them. Only God can do that. Only God can change a person's life. Only God can make a difference in a person's life. But our challenge tonight is this, that God open up our eyes that we may see. That God would open up our eyes that we may see. You see, it's all about God, and it's all about His timing. And that our prayer is that God opens up our eyes by faith. And I say this, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And I believe that that servant of Elisha learned a valuable lesson. I believe that that fear that he had is going to help him overcome the next thing in his life. And the next thing is like, it's all about learning, and it's all about growing, and it's all about growing in the knowledge and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may get through what we know as life. You see, we've got a better place coming. We don't know what heaven looks like. We've never been there. And we don't know what it looks like, and we can read in the scriptures and it'll give us an idea of what it looks like, but I can rest assured heaven's a much better place than what we're living in today. It's a much better place, and we're going to be with those that know, that knew Christ, and those that were saved, and those that were going on before us. You see, we've got better days coming. Regardless of what the world thinks they've got better days coming, but it's only the child of God that's got better days coming. You see, that's where our faith is in the Lord. And sometimes we might want to pray, "Lord, just open up my eyes to the truth. Just open up my eyes to the truth. Open up my eyes to the things that's going to come, that it will help us." You see, Elisha's servant found help, and God opened up his eyes. I don't know what it is that you might have tonight that the Lord needs to open your eyes, but it takes faith, and it takes trust, and it takes God's presence. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. And what a tremendous passage of scripture, how that you helped. And we know that Elisha was your servant, and we know that Elisha prayed, and you opened up the eyes of this young man. And he saw so many greater things than what the enemy was showing him. How that your presence was there, and how that your peace was there. And Lord, how you delivered these two individuals by your power and your grace and your might. And Lord, help you, help us, Lord. May you help us that our eyes be opened during these trials in our life. Help us not to run and help us not to turn on you, but help us to draw closer to you. So many people, Lord, you know the hearts of people. So many people, when they go through trials, they just give up. They don't want to deal with it anymore. Lord, help us to follow by faith and help us to learn and help us to grow. And Father, we thank you for all that you do. And Lord, we pray that you, as we have this invitation, Lord, if there's someone that needs to come and pray, maybe there's a trial, maybe there's something in their life that, Lord, they're struggling with that they're afraid of. Lord, I pray that they'll come and talk to you and that you open their eyes. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.